I'm Stephen John Drew from the official GunnaGeek.com podcast, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out other geeky podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Atari gets $2 million in pre-orders on day one. Why would we give Jared Leto's Joker a whole movie to himself? Is AI going crazy from Reddit? And much more. So grab your spoons because the soup is served.
Welcome to Digital Soup, the only podcast that's still waiting for Len's awesome follow-up to Steal My Sunshine.
Yep. What a throwback.
You steal my sunshine.
I love that, man. Driving those little, what were they, Vespas around or something? I love that.
Yeah, but it was just creepy. They were brother and sister. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that when I was watching. I thought they were lovers.
I didn't know that until just now.
They like turned all Game of Thrones on us.
Right.
So, what was the name of the group?
Len.
It's short for Lannister.
Wow, that's really getting close there to the Lannisters.
That was kind of the point.
Oh, so it's not really Lannister?
Yes, it is.
Dave and I make joke. Jason not getting to.
I gotta say, man, you guys that did went get over
like a bowl of clam chowder on a Friday night.
Oh, which okay, that's well. What most people do eat their clam chowders on Friday nights.
Yeah.
But sweet. Speaking what? Of Game Why? Of Thrones.
Why on Friday nights?
I don't know. Most restaurants, that's the only night they have clam chowder.
Really?
I don't know. It's like Fish Fry Fridays. I don't know, something with, it's a religious thing. But
okay, we'll leave that.
Yeah. Now we don't have anything with Game of Thrones in our show notes here, but I just read this story earlier today, so I thought we should talk about it real fast here at the top of the show. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones spinoff. You guys hear about that?
Okay, we're going to talk about it really fast. Game of Thrones spinoff, go on.
No. So have you? Did you guys hear anything about it?
I've heard rumblings about it, and I heard George R. Martin threw out a potential title for it or something, but
okay, I didn't hear a title or anything, but the premise is it takes place 1,000 years prior to what's going on in the current Game of Thrones, and I guess it's the building of actually everything you see there.
You're gonna start a prequel before the show's over?
Yeah, and before he finishes the book series, because that's the whole twist in all of this, is that he keeps throwing his hat in the book series into all these other projects, and he'll never finish the actual series.
George R. R. Martin or George Lucas?
George R. R. Martin.
Oh, okay.
You know, and the thing is, I'm angry about this. I really am.
What?
I'm going to start off the show angry because he's been throwing out excuses, and everyone's been covering for so long with him that he hasn't finished because it takes forever to write these epic novels. I get that. But I keep seeing him put out other books, other projects, everything else. I honestly think he has no idea how to end it. He has no finish in mind. And now that the show is going and was so successful and that's about to wrap up, he's just going to not write his ending and figure, that's good enough. Lazy.
Lazy. Oh, wow. You are mad.
No kidding.
Well, I invested, I don't know how many hours of time reading all 5 book series and then get stuck on, the last 2 books that need to come out and, never will happen.
You know what? Speaking of things that never seem to ever be coming out, the Atari VCS got $2 million in pre-orders on the first day.
Wowza.
We've been talking about this gaming system for a while. And, kind of very skeptical, but, keeping our eyes open, looking at it. They were trying to get a funding goal of about $100,000. They exceeded that vastly. So it sounds like they're going to be having, classic Atari games on this thing, which whoopity-doo. There are some good ones, but, this is back in the old Atari days. And they don't have, from what I was reading on this, it's really, developers are going to be able to develop on this system. So is there nothing developed yet for this?
Nothing new. Now, here's the thing, though. It does run on Linux, a version of the Linux OS, which means that it has Steam support. So I could see this becoming just another Steam machine, playing some classic games plus being a Steam machine.
Back in my day, a Steam machine would remove the railroad cars.
Or the wrinkles in your clothes. Okay, that was bad.
Where's Dave go? Is Dave still here?
I don't know.
I'm here.
Oh, jeez. That was listening. Scary.
Okay. I was listening to you guys rant about the VCS here.
And another thing about this thing I didn't invest in.
I had to mute myself and calm down. I was a little fired up about, you know, Mr. Martin there. And
Dave's at his house muted, just cursing out an author.
I was just burning a couple books of his because I was so angry. No, I wasn't doing that.
Hey, well, remind me never to bring him up again, Adam, please. We don't need irritated Dave. Now, I do want to point out that so far this campaign, and this is as of when we went to record at this very moment, which is, you know, around 10 o'clock on Monday evening. And they have almost 11,000 backers, and they've raised a total of $2,864,392, which sounds pretty impressive until you realize that $2 million of that was on the first day. It's really stagnated after that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of backers, over almost 11,000 backers of people who want this machine.
It's a lot of suckers.
I guess.
That's a lot of suckers.
Dave is like very irate. Salty today. And yeah.
No kidding. Well, it's only 23 Martin, times.
Freaking
Game
George
of Thrones
Mark.
Got me all fired up. Stupid. Never see the end of it. And ugh.
Well,
it
at
all,
least
you know, no, it all started with that Lannister joke that Jason didn't get.
Yeah. And he didn't
well,
even
Well, that's really close
it.
To Lannister.
Well, I did get it. I didn't know you were joking on it. Anyways.
Oh, I'm just
what,
teasing you.
Dave's about ready to get even more irate, though, because.
I know.
The Killing worst me. Joker in the history of Jokers, according to Dave, is now getting his own movie.
You know what? I can't disagree with Dave on that one. I don't mind Jared Leto, but that Joker, the best thing that this Joker from Suicide Squad has going for him is he looks cool.
Oh, they're going to say Harley Quinn.
I didn't like his look. I mean,
you didn't
I've
like
never,
his grill?
No. That's the thing. Like, he. You didn't see enough of him, really.
Dave is so mad.
This town needs an enema. Wait, wrong joke.
Yeah. No, I just think like he was sinister at points, a little bit we saw of him, but he just didn't have that like crazy laughter, insane Joker feel to me, where you need like this very humorous, cracking jokes and everything else that were actually legitimately funny and dark. Whereas this just felt so forced, and it's like, here's a method actor that's really into his thing, and he's got a bit part in this movie, and he's going to promote it like it's a Oscar-winning performance, which technically the movie did win an Oscar, but not him.
Lighting, or was it for snacks?
I don't know if it was like sound. I forget what it was, but...
Best snacks in the industry award goes to...
What kind of snacks were those, Adam?
Brought to you by Snacky S'mores. Jared Leto's Joker looks like an old 20s gangster to me.
Yeah, a little bit.
Almost harkening back to the silver era, or whatever you want to call it, as far as...
Yeah, I get that, like the suits and stuff. If they would have left the grill out of his mouth.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Wait, is it actually a grill, or does he have braces to correct his teeth?
Does the Joker care about braces? I mean, his face is stuck in a rictus grin.
Man, rictus grin.
Rictus.
Rictus. Still, you know, Heath Ledger's going to be still be the best Joker, in my opinion, ever. I mean, Jack Nicholson was okay, but he was a little over the top. I really liked Heath Ledger's performance.
Yeah, I agree. And I just don't understand what they're doing with this whole separate Joker, you know, franchise. DC Universe right now, they just had a shakeup again fairly recently with new executives up top. And
Taylor Swift. Shook
there's
it up.
Some bad blood there.
Shake it off. Yeah.
Shake it off. Yeah.
Wow. Dave's hitting it. Everything. Look what you made me do.
Yeah. man. Oh, man. Are we losing geek cred by knowing all these T Swift titles?
Okay. I got daughters. Three daughters.
Let's clarify.
I've got daughters who somehow are on my Amazon playlist.
Yeah. But
yours, password protected, Adam. wink.
Yeah. That's because his password is Taylor Swift for life. Top Swifty.
Well, you know who else likes T Swift?
I do.
British people, they like to have tea really quickly.
No, people that Trump hates, Canadians.
Or one.
He hates Canadians? I'm not keeping track.
I'm not worried about the political side, but I just know there's one Canadian that loves him a little T-Swift.
Yep, Private Maple Leaf, as I call him.
Yeah, Private Maple Leaf. I saw that today. Adam's in the complete lost in the darkness because he's not on Facebook, actually. And he never yep. listens to any other shows.
I'm in pure
network.
Ignorant bliss.
He doesn't even listen to our show.
Who are you guys?
Yeah. No, with Jared Leto, though, what are they saying? Yeah. Is this going to be a spinoff then of Suicide Squad or just some completely different story?
That I don't know 100%. Well, it says it's a spinoff, but I don't know if it's like a continuation. Okay, little known fact here. I never saw Suicide Squad. So did the Joker survive or did he die in it?
I think he survived. He's okay. It's comic
so
books.
I don't know
They'll
if it's a continuation
survive.
Of it or if it's just like a, you know, maybe it's, what do you call it? An origin story. Who knows?
Could be. I mean, do we need another Joker origin story? But
no, but we do need a Harley Quinn origin story.
Do well, we know her origin, but I think a Harley Quinn solo movie where they do that along with
it's happening.
Yep.
The what's her superpower?
She's crazy.
So that's about it. I got some superpower friends too. Woohoo!
You bring up a great point there because think about this DC universe. We always talk about how the heroes are literally gods. Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Superman. Batman's not. You know, obviously he's just
a rich guy.
And super trained.
What's your superpower? I'm rich.
But think
I'm
about
rich.
Think about most of Batman's villains. The Joker isn't superpowered. Really, he's just a psychopath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Harley Quinn not superpowered.
Yep.
The Penguin not superpowered.
No,
the Riddler.
Everybody, Catwoman, everybody's psychotic.
Yeah, they're just psychotic villains.
They almost
belong
in Arkham Asylum.
So, I mean, it's kind of interesting. I never really thought about that. But, yeah, all these iconic villains.
They should do an Arkham Asylum movie.
Yeah.
That'd be better.
That'd be all right.
So, okay, my top comment from the Verge.com article on this.
Yep.
Here we go.
This is from Alar's Ashes. It says, I think I might have been more interested in that rumored Aunt May spinoff Sony was leaked as contemplating.
Where her and Tony Stark are, let's get it on.
I've been really trying. Hey, speaking of psychopaths, man, did you hear about what those MIT scientists are doing?
They're creating juggalos.
They are. Oh, they're a gang. This is crazy. Did you guys actually read the story before we went to air?
Well, as you guys know, this is Adam from the Digital Soup Podcast. I am almost religious about pre-reading every article before the show starts, so I know what's going on.
Yeah, we can count on you like a good warm bowl of clam chowder on a Friday night, I guess.
Yep, classic Friday night chowder. Yeah.
Settle in for some...
And you guys can listen to my new podcast, Friday Night Chowder, on Friday nights.
It fits oddly as a good spinoff for the soup. Now that we let's hold on to this.
Oh, Friday Night Chowder.
Yep. Yeah.
That's our off show.
See if you can get the URL, Adam.
Oh, here we go. I guarantee that it's available.
All right. Well, no, let's jump into this story here real fast.
I'm not buying this.
From Newsweek. So what they're saying is a group of MIT scientists, they have this artificial intelligence. I don't know if they created it or if they, you know, purchased it, borrowed it, whatever. But what they did was they just fed it constant content from Reddit and some of the most gruesome and violent content from Reddit. And then they showed it a bunch of Rorschach inkblot tests. And what's funny is, you know, in the article, they show a bunch of these and you see one that looks just like a butterfly. And it then says, I don't have the article up here, but it says something. I gotta pull it up because it's actually hilarious. But it says something very horrible.
What the article is saying is a standard AI would interpret the images as, for example, a black and white photo of a baseball glove. Norman, which is what they named this thing after Psycho, says, man is murdered by machine gun in broad daylight. And they said if that sounds extreme, the responses get so much worse. And they
I got to say, inkblot number 8. I want to read this one. A person is holding an umbrella in the rain. Now, how more tranquil can it get? You're standing in the rain.
Yep.
It's hitting your umbrella. You might be even nodding off a little bit because it's so nice. Well, Norman sees a man is shot dead in front of his screaming wife.
Right.
Jeez.
Their you know, comment, though, is funny because if this is legit, they said if they dump this thing into one of those awful Boston Dynamics dog bodies that slips on the banana peel. Or one of those other jumping robots that we talked about a while back. We would have only minutes before killbots and murder droids started trampling our skulls.
Ooh, murder droid. That sounds like a good band.
Yeah.
So a couple of things here. There's a photo accompanying the article. It makes it look psychotic. One thing they don't mention is how in the world they actually feed this stuff. Because the way this reads, it's like, we created a robot and sat it in front of a screen and just had it browse Reddit.
No.
When in actuality, I'm sure they're just kind of loading some data into a database and letting this thing spit information back out.
I know what they did. I know what they did. Did you guys ever see
Monster Squad?
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Wolfman's got Nards. No, what? Oh, man. A Clockwork Orange.
No. Oh, it's been so long.
All right. Well, there's this one scene where they're making him look at some, gruesome stuff, the main character, and they have his eyes held open with all this metal stuff so he cannot close his eyes. That's what they did to Norman.
That's been seen in
lots of movies,
but including in Marvel with Hydra. That's part of the conditioning to make him compliant. Yeah.
See, here's my problem with this. So you're the only content you're feeding this thing is nasty stuff through Reddit. Yeah. So you're the ones picking the content, feeding it in, and you're expecting some kind of other output to come out of this thing without, you know, it's
Here's what they say about it, because they say that there was a purpose behind it, and it wasn't trying to just create some kind of crazy psychopath. What they were trying to prove was that some AI algorithms, they aren't necessarily inherently biased one way or the other, good or bad, but based on the data they're given, that's what influences their behavior. So he became that way because that's all they fed it, which, you know, no shock there, but this is kind of terrifying that they are,
they type the words murder into my keyboard, into my word processor. And then when I printed it, it still said murder. That's basically what it is.
So it's like a group of people that like, we fed Adam Big Macs four times an hour 72 weeks, and he got fat. Why is that?
Fat, more like I got put in the morgue.
four times an hour.
Supersize Adam.
Let's see, I'm awake for 16 hours.
Every 15 minutes.
Carry the one. We're looking at 64 Big Macs a day for 72 weeks.
Right.
So now, is that the standard Big Mac or is that big boy?
No, that's a standard. I think we're still talking roughly about 32,000 Big Macs. You know, how many calories are in
Big Mac? Many calories a day are you pumping into your body?
Oh, that's a lot. But there's 563 calories per Big Mac. So, times 32,000. Right. That's about 18 million calories divided by about 3,500 calories a pound. You're talking about 2.5 tons.
So you talk about just maybe like a 10-minute Swift walk will wear that off?
Did you say T Swift walk?
I knew it. He's infatuated.
This guy and his T Swift.
So the thing is with this article, Adam, I think you're right. It's one of those articles that it's going to get people to click through to a site. At the end of the day, it could be kind of terrifying if something like this legitimately happened and got out there.
And you gave it like a hydraulic mechanism with the means to kill somebody.
Right. That's the part of it that is kind of terrifying. That's what they're counting on. But at the end of the day, I mean, this is really just kind of a fun.
They should just give it a Twitter account.
That'd be awesome.
Everyone dies.
Oh man.
Maybe they'll hire you to do the voice for him.
I'm the movie. Norman.
Oh yeah. If Norman had hands, he would kill everybody, and then he would mess around with Super Mario Galaxy at 1080p.
1080p? How's that even possible, Adam? Tell me more!
That's a lot of P!
Oh,
woo!
Oh, nice.
That was a golden joke, dude.
I'm going to shower you with soda. Yep. It's time to pinch this article off.
Just, come on. Guys, let's get serious now. Just shake it off. Shake it off.
Man, T Swift references is dropping.
Give it a shake. And, you know, it reminds me, that's my old favorite advice I heard from a guy one time when I was young. He said, no matter how much you shake and dance, the last few drops go down your pants.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was a person. I think someone had it as a Norman. Sign. No, I had it as a sign in like a bathroom, a funny comical sign or something.
So while the wait continues for the back catalog titles to arrive to Nintendo Switch, owners of the Chinese version of NVIDIA's Shield have been playing a quartet of Wii games for the last few months, according to an article on Eurogamer.net.
A quartet?
Yeah, that's four things.
What's really cool about this is outside of an actual branded Nintendo system, this is one of the only other systems that have ever carried licensed Nintendo game, well, besides mobile now with their, you know, they have 2-3 games on it. But, you know, if you wanted to play Mario, you wanted to play Zelda, you wanted to play these different games, you had to get a Nintendo system. Well, now the NVIDIA Shield has gotten a handful of games that are, you know, from the Wii generation. And they are better than they were on the Wii because you guys, did you own a Wii? Either of you?
Yes.
Okay. So you know it wasn't an HD system. It was locked in at 640 by 480.
Oh, I thought that was just my TV.
Yeah, it was.
Well, and then you upgrade the cable and you can go to terrible looking graphics.
Yeah. Well, they have now upgraded this to 1080p, and it's kind of a weird resolution here. Let me pull up the article here real fast. It's like
1920 by 1404.
Yeah. I mean, it's a 30% boost over the standard 1080p, so it's actually better than 1080p. And it does look great. Go to the, you know, all listeners, go to the link that we have in the show notes and watch this video. This game looks fantastic on this NVIDIA Shield. And it's running, you know, this is emulation. It's not running on actual hardware. So, and it is running great. I feel really jealous of these Chinese you know, what do you call them? NVIDIA
people?
Shield owner. Yeah, people. Oh, jeez. What a dork.
Like, oh, Jason's at a loss for words. I'll help.
Yeah, you helped very well.
List just in, Chet.
Apparently, Jason likes the emulator.
And can't remember what people are.
It is a very good emulator. I mean, it's running great. And, for the article here, the guys actually had to import a Chinese NVIDIA Shield so they could test it out, and then they had to run some VPN service because, of course, to get around, it cannot be used outside of China, so you have to trick it. And, you know, once they got it all up and running and they got it, you know, got it running perfect, I mean, it looks great. I mean, did you guys watch the video?
Nope. About three
times. I know
times.
Adam didn't. Adam? I mean, Dave?
No, I have
chat,
not yet.
Lyle?
I didn't watch it. I produced it.
Oh, you did. Awesome.
But I saw one word in this article, though, that has no bearing whatsoever on the rest of the story, but I did not know this was a word, and I love it. They're calling it fontography.
The what?
Fontography.
Like, yeah, did you see
well,
that?
Well, you know what that is, though, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I'd never heard a name for this.
It's in the eighth paragraph. They're talking about it here. It's people who really like sans serif and stuff. They actually are just taking photographs of the fonts and then putting them up on their walls.
Oh yeah, naturally.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, no, it's fontography is the design and study of fonts or typefaces.
Right.
No, it's actually
when you take a picture of words,
pornography with letters.
You gotta have the serif on that, am I right?
You know what? I always gotta bold it.
No strike through. All right. So, anyways, man, we're in strange form tonight.
Well, it started out with you being pissed at
the world
McGillicuddy or whatever his name was.
Yeah, George R.R. Rest and Relaxation Martin.
Rest and Relaxation.
George R.R., are you ever going to finish that book? Yeah. not gonna work here anymore.
Right.
I'm not exactly missing it, Bob.
Yeah. That's a great movie, Office Space. That should be...
Yeah, one of my greatest movies of all times.
Father's Day is just around the corner here.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, dang it.
And the three
of us...
I
didn't get myself anything.
We're all fathers. Yeah. Is that what you're supposed to do? Get yourself something?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I think, Dave, you probably put this article in here from Polygon.com. It's the Father's Day Gift Guide, 10 Unique Geeky Gifts for the Dad in Your Life. None of them that my dad would probably appreciate. But it depends on what generation you're talking about.
Well, I don't know the Nintendo label. He might like that.
Well, I thought of it this way. When I found this list, I was thinking
of a cardboard box. Sorry, go ahead.
Of Dave. Any... Yeah, here you go, Dad.
Cheater Put something reason. Together nice. Bye.
My dad would ask me, how much did you spend on this? Well, it's not polite to tell you that, Dad. How much did you spend to buy a box? You idiot. That's what my dad would tell me.
But they pre-perforated the corners and folding points.
Aww. I'd get smacked upside the head, little Nicky style, with a shovel. You're a dummy. No, I thought this would be a good list, though, for anybody, any listeners, because I know we probably have mostly guys listening to us, but for the odd chance there are some ladies out there, hopefully some super friends that have fathers in their lives that are geeks and enjoy this kind of stuff, I thought it'd be kind of a fun list to throw together because we failed epically, you guys, if you remember. We talked about it just before graduation season. Oh, maybe we can put together our own gift guide and put it up on the website before Father's Day. And here we are, just a
citing
few days
an article.
Before Father's Day.
Oh, so this is article. How you put it together, Dave. You just link somebody else's. Way
well,
to
I
go.
Had to because we dropped the ball big time and didn't do our own. So,
well, Adam and I were on the assumption that you took this under your wing.
Oh, there's that bus coming.
Yeah, we stepped to the side and go, all right, boy, you got this.
Yeah,
right. I'm going to go with the Millennium Falcon multi-tool for $30 off ThinkGeek. I like that one.
Yep. I thought you would take the Thor hammer because you were so infatuated with that last time you seen it.
who says he doesn't have it already? I kind of like the one. It's a card game from the, you know, similar to like Cards Against Humanity, those kinds of things. It's called the Punder Dome. You know, it's for for the dad with the best and worst dad jokes. It's just a game where they you essentially
it's all puns.
Yeah, vie to create the most groan-worthy puns out of the cards, and I think that'd be a lot of fun to play.
I think Adam would win that, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I do love me some good puns.
Oh, yeah. Now, there's this other one here. Have you guys seen these? These are interesting to me. They've got these...
Hey, wait a second.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing about throwing a party in space? You have to plan it.
No one can hear you laugh. Oh,
what? No one can hear you laugh.
Less was better, right?
That actually would be great for a space comedy. In space, no one can hear you laugh.
Oh, Spaceballs should have done that.
Thanks for stepping all over my punchline.
But I'm no, the planet was nice. I like it.
No, Adam, go ahead and tell the punchline because I didn't even hear it.
Oh, I said you have to plan it.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, mine was better.
No, I liked them both myself. I can't stop laughing.
Actually, one time I had, back in my old band, we actually hired Skrillex to play.
Oh, really?
We had to let him go because he kept dropping the bass.
Drop the bass.
Never mind.
Why did it sound like you're going to go, drop the bass, man? I can't do it.
Dropping the bass.
Slapping the bass. This pun's for Jason.
All right.
I serve my eggs Benedict on a golden platter. There's no plates like gold for the hollandaise.
Oh, jeez. I don't like hollandaise, though.
What the heck is in it?
It's a cheese sauce type thing. I don't know.
Whenever there's a sauce I don't know, I just assume it's mayonnaise-based.
That's probably true.
But no, there's this one section on here. Have you guys seen these? They're like the monthly, you know, subscription box type things, but they're... mystery boxes. Mm-hmm. And so there's a couple of them listed here. A Mad Men and Heroes box, which is $30 a month, and a Mysterious Package Company Experience starting at $65. And they've got other ones where you hunt a serial killer, different things like that. Now, these are going to be expensive because they're going to take that, you know, it sounds like they do them in installments and they take months to figure out, but they'd be so fun. You get this random box, you got to solve mysteries and figure it all out to, you know, get the clues delivered.
Unless,
and different things.
Unless you get the mystery box from Seven and you open the box up and it's the severed head of your wife.
Yeah, mystery over. Mm-hmm. Killing,
well, now you got to figure out who did it.
Well, Killing Rampage starts right then. I'd blame George R. R. Martin, probably.
Probably. And there's one in here that I really like, too. It's a book. It's called Geek Dad. It's about $13 on Amazon. Geeky projects and activities for dads and kids to share. Now, this is really cool for Father's Day because it actually involves you doing something with your child rather than putting together a piece of cheap cardboard for yourself.
Right. And it's right next to the Nintendo Labo, which, you know, scratch that off the list, eliminate that, and then just go with this awesome book because I'm sure you'll have lots of
much of that stuff. Nintendo Labo is just awesome, and we're just sitting here dissing it.
I bet.
Well,
you.
Here, I'm taking a look at the art. I'm taking a look at the art on that Geek Dad book, and they do have a 20-sided die. So what they're saying is, come on, kids, let's play some D&D.
No. There's a dragon there, so it's like, hey, are you George R. R. Martin? You should finish your freaking book. Dave said so.
Well, the other one, I mean, I'm thinking the book's going to be a lot of fun, though, because they have in parentheses saying that the book includes instructions for the best slip and slide ever, which apparently they say sounds incredibly fun, if a little dangerous. So I know I've gotten a book like this for one of my nephews for, I think, Christmas a few years back. And it was like the guide, boy's guide. I can't remember what it was, but it was basically a book that looked almost identical to this on the cover, except it wasn't Geek Dad. It said boys something or other. And it was essentially just filled with all these projects and experiments and things to build and try and do. Just like this, that you can do, you know, the kid could do with his parents. And so really
it's Father's Day parent.
I know, but for the one I got wasn't just for dads. It was for
no
the kid.
No goyles allowed.
Yeah, it was for the kid to do it, but it was, I mean, I know my nephew and my brother-in-law really have enjoyed
it. Well, sometimes, you know, up in northern Minnesota, your nephew could be your cousin.
You're in the wrong direction. You got to go way south for that one.
Yeah. Oh, where Adam is. All right.
Yeah. Like my area. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, no. No. Well, when we think about it, I know this is just kind of a quick list. I threw it in here for people to check out. But is there, what other, you know, for gift ideas? I know we didn't put our own list together, and just off the spot, what are some cool things you could think of that, you know, either as a dad ourselves.
How about a day of freaking silence?
No farting.
Just leave me alone.
Yeah, isn't that
give me a bag of chips.
Ooh. And 47
a 2-hour nap in a hammock.
See, I can't do that stuff.
Other good Father's Day. Well, of course, you could always go with a tie.
Nah.
No.
Well,
Jason, like not a actually advocating
a butt tie.
Jeez, yeah, get
what
yourself
the heck's
a butt tie.
Tie?
I'm going to be honest. We're talking, you know, kids don't have a ton to spend, and half the time it's going to be mom helping. Get that Raspberry Pi, bro.
Yeah.
Get something going there. And maybe a guide, or, you know, a RetroPie or some game controllers, or if you're talking geeky stuff like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know what's the absolute best thing? Just spending time with your dad.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're going fishing, whether you're playing a game, you name it. Just spending time is what creates the best memories, beats any product. But some of these, that's kind of why I like that Geek Dad book, because it's spending time with your kids and they're going to remember that stuff.
Yeah, and there's a
ton. Was that a pretty good Andy Griffith whistle, or was it not?
Oh, yeah.
Except for how you're blowing right into your mic and all we're hearing
is. How's this
wind.
Whistle?
Whoa, Dave, you're getting some storms over there?
Hey, question for you guys.
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's time for a geek off.
I had to go with something new.
I really wish I would have had Dirty Deeds Done with Sheep queued up.
I didn't know that was a song.
Oh, it is hilarious. I'll play it for you after the show.
All right.
That's killing me.
You got Dave with that. All right. Tell us about today's geek off, Dave.
So, hold on. I wanted to do something a little different this week. And so I made you guys pick one of your, not your all-time favorite movie, but one of your favorite movies. Something you know well, you know the cast well, you know the characters well. Because what I want you guys to do.
I missed that part.
You want to change yours?
Once. Yeah.
You only saw that once?
You change yours. Okay, Adam.
Jason's going to go with Office Space.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Adam, tell us what movie I had you write down.
Oh, you had him write this down? You told him to write it?
I
he didn't pick
him.
It? He said, Adam, tell us what movie I had told you to write down.
Okay, so for the technical-minded, I asked Adam to share one of his favorite movies.
I put Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Okay, and Jason, you picked what again?
Office Space.
Okay, so what I want you guys to do, we'll take Adam's first. I want you to go in and recast your top couple characters with whoever you want that you think would make this movie either insanely funny, insanely good, like fix some errors, any direction you want to go with it.
Oh, I know what I'm doing. Go ahead, Adam.
From Office Space?
Well, no, yours, your movie.
Oh.
You take Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
I want you to recast a couple of your main characters. So probably for Lord of the Rings, you're talking Frodo and Gandalf and who else would be
sure.
A couple of the big characters.
Okay. And just cast it with that, recast it with anybody?
Anybody. But you gotta keep it in mind where are you making this a funny movie?
All right. To make Lord of the Rings hilarious, I'm completely making this up on the spot. I'm gonna go with Paul Rudd as Aragorn. Just because I think that would be hilarious. Let's see here. This is tough to put me on the spot like this.
It is. So let's do this while you're thinking. Jason, recast one of your main stars.
Okay, my main star, and I'm going to go a little bit different than what you guys are thinking here because I'm going to make this really hilarious. I mean, Office Space was great as it was, but now it has gone. It's like to the fourth power now, all right?
This goes up to 11, you're saying.
To the fourth power. So Peter, who was originally played by Ron Livingston, will now be played as, are you ready for this?
Paul Rudd.
Deadpool. Not Ryan Reynolds. Deadpool is playing Peter.
That'd work.
Yeah, okay. Suck on that.
All right, so Adam, back to you.
Wow, mine suck. I'm going to go with The Rock as Frodo.
Oh, man, that would be amazing.
I thought you could have even made it worse and stuck him as Gollum.
Well, Gollum could be buff Gollum and is ripped. Played, you find that Gollum is played by Terry Crews.
Terry Crews? That's another good one, actually.
How would that sound, Adam?
Oh, I can't do a Terry Crews impersonation. I don't know.
You can now. All right, Jason, who's up next?
All right. Now, Milton, we all know who Milton is, right?
Yep, mm-hmm. Stiepler.
Yep, Stiepler. He is going, and you're going to see where I'm going with this, but he is going to be played by Paul Rudd as Ant-Man.
Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
Because
Ant-Man.
He can make that little... I reach out, I get the radio at a reasonable volume between 9 and 11 in the morning. See, Ant-Man has the best voice.
See, I'd almost rather, you know, if you're, so you took Deadpool as a character and used that.
Yes.
I think it would be hilarious if we had a big swap here where all of a sudden I have to pick three people from Office Space to be dropped into the Lord of the Rings. So like,
all right.
Milton is Legolas and Gimli is Lumberg. And then you've got the guy from the restaurant that's always taught
the
restaurant. Yeah. The restaurant manager who's basically just like Jason.
What?
Talking about Flair.
What?
He plays Gandalf.
Yes.
Okay. Look, it's the minimum amount of rings to get to go throw on the mountain.
Are you sure you don't want to move Lumberg over to Gandalf?
Lumberg is Gandalf.
And be like, yeah.
It's wonderful to see you again, Gandalf.
Yeah.
I'm going to have
Who
to
would
go
be
ahead.
Schmeagol?
Schmeagol?
Is that how you pronounce it?
No.
Schmeagol?
Schmeagol.
Oh, I was thinking Schmegma, sorry.
Schmeagol.
Oh, don't, dude. Don't say that.
Oh, that's not the name of the character either?
No.
Schmore?
No, Lumberg as Gandalf, like, yeah, I'm going to need you to throw that ring. into Mordor.
Yeah, you just shall not pass.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Got a coffee cup.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a big curveball here on my next one here. So Michael Bolton, played by David Herman, will now be played by Michael Bolton.
The actual Michael Bolton.
The actual Michael Bolton.
That would actually be good.
Yeah.
That'd be really good.
That'd be all right. Yeah, Are you really Michael Bolton? No.
What do you call him, an ass clown or something?
Yeah, why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
So, Adam, if you were going to do that then, so you've got Milton as, who did you say, Legolas? Yeah. Who's playing Frodo then?
Blood's been shed this night. Sky's veiled.
Who's playing Frodo?
Yeah.
Oh, that was The Rock.
The Rock.
I'm still going to keep that one.
You're going to keep that. That is a good one. Yeah. Who then, like Jason said, Gollum, Smeagol, who's playing?
Well, Smeagol I had is Terry Crews.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The only one I haven't cast really, let's see. Like
Samwise?
Yeah, who would play Sam? Man.
Pick an office space guy. Oh, see, why don't you got to make him because he's his best
Jennifer
buddy.
Jennifer Aniston.
See, I was going to say, why not make it, what's his name when he's like, hey, Peter. What the heck?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Peter, man, the breast exams.
Yeah, what's
Channel 9.
What's that actor's name?
Dietrich Bader.
Dietrich Bader, yeah. And he could be Samwise like, hey, Frodo, check out this path to the mountains.
He's got to have the same stash, though.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
All right, Jason. Nice.
I like this Gunna Geek. That's fun.
Yeah, wrap up yours, Jason.
Oh, man. Which other guy?
Who's left?
Oh, the guy
He's
that played
recast
Samir.
Dietrich Bader.
Oh,
and
I do.
Oh, Samir, right?
Yeah.
Samir Naga.
Yeah, Naga Wuga anymore. I think he should be played by M. Night Shyamalan.
What a twist. What a twist.
All right, and who's the construction working neighbor?
Oh, wow. I don't even know. What was his name?
Well, that's who we were just talking about, Dietrich Bader.
Okay.
Who are you putting in his role?
The Rock again.
No. How about, let's see, what's that stash, man? I'm going to say Will Ferrell.
Ooh.
I think Will Ferrell will do a good
Actually,
job.
Actually, he would have fit there.
He would have fit right in, yeah. All right, cool.
Man, so we got a funny cast here now.
The Geek Off recast edition.
Interesting.
Something a little fun.
You know, if we had time to think about this, we could have come up with some really good stuff.
Well,
with creative
editing. But then
editing,
it wouldn't be a Geek Off now, would it?
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Next time, if I do this again, which I think we should, I like Adam's rules where we swap movies. So that'll make it a little easier to think of people.
Okay,
so
sure.
I think we'll keep that going forward as the recast Geek Off, because then you guys will know. I'm not going to ask you much longer, just maybe 10 minutes before we record or as we hit record, say, you know, give me a movie, each of you. We're doing a recast Geek Off, and we'll go with that. But something a little different.
Or could I pick Adam's movie and Adam picks mine, because pick for him? You know what I'd pick for him? Infinity War. Man, this could be a 3-hour episode.
Yeah. I'm going to go
recast it all. Even though neither of you have seen it, you probably could recast it because all the heroes we know. So
yeah,
true that.
True that.
Well, is it pre-snap or post-snap?
Don't say anymore. Adam hasn't seen it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I haven't
but
seen it either, but I know things.
You know what? You know what else is like Infinity?
What?
Unlimited. Yeah. Unlimited everything.
That mm-hmm. is.
And this sounds like an ad from Digital Soup, but we're not endorsed. But Sprint is launching a new $15 a month plan for unlimited everything. What?
But what is this?
Yeah, the only reason I put this in here, because like Adam said, we're not advertising for somebody here, but
looks like we are.
When you hear $15 a month for unlimited data, call, and text, you're thinking to yourself, how is that even possible? It's very limited, though. I mean, if you take a look at, if you click on the link that we have there and you take a look at the chart, it shows that this Kickstarter program, it's very limited. You don't get the, now I've been on prepay for a long time, so
okay,
I haven't.
We need to clarify something, because this makes it sound like it's related to Kickstarter, which it's not.
Yeah.
They call it the Kickstart programmer, but this article is calling it the unlimited Kickstarter plan. Like, hey, if you donate $15 a month, we'll actually give you a phone. No, Sprint's not exactly a Kickstarter startup.
No. Yeah, they're brand new.
It's the new Indiegogo plan.
But you can't get that where you can get a brand new phone and pay for it monthly, whatever that's called. That's not included in this. There's other things that aren't included. And I had to dive into this because I didn't believe this. You know, I called a Simon on this, and I don't have my Simon thing here, but it was the BS, you know, BS on this is what I was calling. And I dug deeper into it, and it looks like I found it somewhere in the terms and conditions. But anyway, it's like after a few months, it jumps up to $30 a month on lines 3 through 5. Lines 1 and 2 still stay at 15, but if you have like the 5 lines, lines 3 through 5 jump up to $30 a month after like 2 months.
Well, still though, that's
yeah. If you're doing 1 or 2, yeah. Well, yeah, it is compared to you guys that you know pay $300 a month for one phone.
No, I pay about 80 for my unlimited AT&T plan right now.
How many phones on that for the 80?
Well, 80 is what I'm paying. It's on a joint.
But how many phones?
There's only one, just mine.
$80 for one phone?
I'm in on a plan with two other people. So I'm paying.
It's 80 for all three phones, is what you're telling me.
No. I'm telling you, I pay $80 a month. The other two people pay their part of
it. Wait, Dave.
Yeah.
I want you to hold your left hand right in front of your face for me real fast.
I'm not going to smack myself in the face.
You need to smack yourself in the face because for the last 3 years, I've been paying $90 a month for three phones, unlimited everything.
Right.
For which carrier?
Cricket Wireless. Hmm. $90 a month, unlimited everything. Nothing ever runs out.
Yeah.
Unlimited. So.
But I don't care about anyone else. My wife's phone is paid for. Because she gets hers, she's as through her work, she's got to have the phone, specific phone through them for whatever she's doing at work. And so hers is paid for. Mm-hmm. As of right now, my kids don't have phones. And so I'm on a plan.
Not even your oldest?
Nope. Nope.
How old's your oldest?
9.
Oh, so. Okay. Mine's, well, we did get hers at 9.
Yeah. So we're trying to hold off till about age 12 for her, but we'll see. Okay.
But well, the only reason we did it, you know, just so you know, our listeners don't think that I'm stupid for giving my daughter a phone at 9. You know, she does the dance, she does the soccer, and what else does she do? She does all kinds of stuff. So she's away from home a lot.
I like the way that you said she does the dance, she does the soccer, and I was waiting for you to say like, and she does the foosball.
Interesting. Well, you know what's cool about this this Kickstart pro, I mean, for $15,
mm-hmm.
like my mom doesn't even she still doesn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Damn, like, you know, get her one. $15.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How cool.
Jeez. But the problem is
riding
up here,
my jock.
Problem is up where we're at, I couldn't do this because we don't get anything much for
Sprint doesn't
coverage.
Work.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Pretty bad up here. So
you guys have AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile?
No T-Mobile up here much that I know of either. It's AT&T and Verizon for the most part. But
although T-Mobile, I mean, there's a merger that just happened with that.
Yeah, they merged with what? Pepsi, right?
No, they merged with Sprint dudes.
So I thought that was Sprite.
Oh.
No, it was instead of do, it's do the T.
Swift.
So... anyone else? This is totally off topic, but yep. Anyone else right now, Pepsi's got their big promotion going on, and they've got all of these big cardboard cutouts in any stores you go into with previous spokespeople on them, like Michael Jackson, Britney Spears, all these big names that have been spokespeople, and it's all like these cardboard
cutouts.
Pepsi. But they've got
so
all
is
these...
his hair singed?
No, it's a cardboard cutout. I suppose you could just singe it yourself, but...
That's what I would do. I would sneak in there, and I would burn off his hair.
They've got all these... They're like life-size cardboard cutouts, and I keep seeing them pop up locally on friend feeds and stuff where people keep going in there in gas stations, they're in Walmarts, they're all over the place, and they're taking pictures with these goofy things. I kind of think it would be funny to do some kind of, you know, tongue-in-cheek photo series on this. But at the same time, I don't know that I could bring myself to go into a gas station and pose with Britney Spears or Michael Jackson as a cardboard cutout. But they just kind of crack me up.
Cool. Hey,
interesting.
That, if you did, you'd have to be real cloak and dagger about it. I'd say that much.
Yeah. Sneaky.
Definitely. Yeah. So what's this about? That was a great movie, by the way, Cloak and Dagger. I love that movie. Do you
remember
that?
There's a new show. Oh, look, guys, a new superhero show. It's about time.
I know. We've been missing them for a while. Yeah.
Missing you at all.
Yeah. Missing just letting everybody know, this has nothing to do with the old Dabney Coleman movie from the 80s, Cloak and Dagger. Mm-hmm. This is Marvel's Cloak and Dagger. Now, I have the first two episodes on my DVR, but I have not watched them yet. But it sounds like, it's straight from the comic world, because that's what it says in the byline.
Oh. It must be true.
Yes.
Wow. Great. Yeah. Hard hitting reporting from Digital Soup, guys.
I haven't watched this yet either.
What's a titular superhero?
Well, any of them drawn in the 90s, early 80s. Go look at comic book art from the mid 80s through the, well, even probably today. Look at the female superheroes, how they're drawn.
Well, I liked how Chris from the Gonna Geek show, he kept posting all of those inappropriate.
Oh, yeah. The old school comics. Yeah.
Those were hilarious.
Oh, yeah. It was without context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Those are and just some of the phrasing they used back then was crazy. But Cloak and Dagger is a different story. There's a pair of people that, you know, each form half of this superhero team. Right, that is two. You're good at math today. Good. Adam, get him his gold star, would you?
Okay, I'll get him. Yeah.
All right, so, and basically, I mean, they've got, you know, supervillains and stuff that they're going on, but this is kind of a brand new remake, and from what I'm hearing, I haven't seen anything with it myself. The pilot just came out, what, Thursday?
Probably should have watched it before we did the show, but...
And I plan to, but I'll do just like I do with most superhero TV shows, is I'll wait till the season's done and then binge it all at once. The only one I haven't is...
Exactly. He does it. He calls off work, 8 a.m., he starts the first episode, and then right before bed, he finishes the last.
No. So they're making this show about like real-world injustices and social issues rather than villains.
Right.
So, I mean, that sounds pretty woke.
Woke.
I hated it. I was biking earlier today, and you know, what happened to my big toe? It got spoke, and it hurts. Oh my gosh, that was horrible. That was Adam from the Digital Soup Podcast.
I burned a cake yesterday. It was pretty smoke.
Well, this series, though, I'm kind of excited because the Cloak and Dagger storyline, I think, should be good. I probably won't watch it until it's done. I've heard early reviews coming in saying really
good
things about it.
You mean canceled or just completed?
Until its first season is done. I'll watch
because
it even if it's canceled.
Most shows get canceled early now, so you never know.
Yeah, and I'll still watch it even if it gets canceled more than likely because I'm curious about it because the concept behind it is, I don't know, as far as like the current, you know, social justice stuff they're going to tackle. But that's really no different than what we're seeing. You know, Supergirl's done it. Luke Cage has done it. And, you know, a lot of these shows tackle that. But I think the characters are lesser known characters that might help bring, you know, kind of some new fans in it and let people feel a little refreshed after seeing just the big names all the time, you know.
Now, is this based on an actual comic or is this just scripted for television? Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's based on a specific run of the characters, but they are actual characters in the comics, yeah.
All right. I did not know that.
Yeah, now you know. And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe! Oh, we can do one of those. I like that movie.
Yeah.
I think it might be time for a little bit of Gonna Geek.
Right.
It's time for a geek off. Oh, sorry.
Well, for this week on the Gonna Geek spot that we're going to do, we're going to go back and talk about the OG. This is the official Gonna Geek show, episode number 242, called Gonna Bend iPhones. Now, GFQ Network Suncast is a guest on this week's episode of the official GunnaGeek.com show to discuss a whole bunch of geeky news, including voice assistants coming to Xbox, Microsoft buying GitHub, more success with Virgin Galactic, and there's even an update to Apple's BendGate years later. Check out all this and more in this week's official GunnaGeek.com show over at GunnaGeek.com, where you hear all kinds of other fantastic podcasts about all sorts of different geeky topics right there. So go check them out. It was a lot of fun. I listened to the episode this morning on the way to work. So, finished it over my lunch break, but pretty decent episode. And what did you call him? Captain Maple Leaf or whatever?
No, not Captain. He doesn't have that rank.
Oh, Private.
He's Private Maple Leaf.
Private Maple Leaf was on fire a little bit this episode, cracking some slightly inappropriate jokes, I must say. They were pretty funny. Whoa.
Gonna geek.
I like it.
Now it's time for a little bit of the Weekly Garnish.
That's our new Weekly Garnish music. I don't know.
We're suddenly like, I just pictured this movie's all sped up and we're Charlie Chaplining around.
And to me, it almost sounds like a circus. Like the sound on this keyboard sounds like a circus. Like a...
Make up some funny lyrics on the spot. No pressure.
Step right up. Step right up. Take a look
I'll
at
guess
the
you
woman
wait.
With eight chins. Twins.
Eight twins. That man, I got. She was so pregnant, she had eight twins.
I didn't know if he was struggling there with a lisp, kind of like, here's my twin. Like a transformer, but I wasn't quite
he's
sure.
A transformer.
All right.
What's so on to today's the garnisher, garnish? Dave. Let's go, Dave.
Yeah. So I was waiting for you guys there. No, I didn't want to like take over because we
yes,
got this. We've got a double garnish this week, actually. So the first one comes from listener and super friend Matt over on Twitter.
Matt the Mailman. Yes.
No. What is it? What's his at Matt Boy or something? Adam, do you remember?
Yeah.
Something like that, anyways. But
I'd have to go look.
Yeah,
hey,
he
Dave,
sent
Dave.
Us, yeah.
Dave, what do you call a man with no arms and no legs laying at your threshold?
I don't know.
Matt. Okay, go.
Oh, jeez.
Laying at your threshold
of your door.
Yeah, but okay.
Okay, never mind.
Doorstep is better.
Yeah.
What do you call a man with no arms and no legs hanging on the wall?
Oh boy.
Art.
Classic.
Oh, jeez. That's terrible. But anyways, he had sent in, I don't even know how to go on from this because that was just so like disturbingly bad.
It was. So yeah, he had sent in, you know, if you want me to step in. On
yeah,
this
go
one,
for it.
He found a video game atlas that's got 40 maps of your favorite cities. And yeah. So basically it's virtual cities from games that are in this book.
SimCity?
Let's see what's in it.
Well, I kind of doubt SimCity since it's you know different
every
time.
No. It's just a blank page and you draw it.
Yeah, graph paper. It's just a big graph paper book. Hardbound.
And at the top, they just wrote SimCity. I would have done that as a joke.
That's what you guys are getting
so
for Christmas.
Virtual Cities is not even actually available quite yet. It's still a writing in progress, but it's 110% funded.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they have got, drum roll, it's going to be about 200 pages, over 400 original maps, more than 100 drawings. City 17 from Half-Life
400
2
maps or 40 maps?
40. And 40. I have no idea what other maps are in there.
Looks like Los Santos from GTA 5, Yakuza's Kamurocho, and Fallout's New Vegas are also included. Half-Life 2 has, yeah, whatever, City 17 from Half-Life 2. Just a lot of the big names.
Fortnite's map.
What's the town? Silent Hill, Antescher. From the Ant Attack, Lizard Breath from It Came from the Desert, and Cyberpunk Hong Kong, which is probably they're saying from either Deus Ex or Shadowrun. So could be pretty awesome, but
nice. Now, where are you finding this list? Because I'm on their site and I'm not.
I am looking right in the article that our friend Matt over on Twitter sent in to us.
Matt the Mailman.
Over on the Kotaku website.
Every city featured will be mapped through a combination of traditional and unorthodox cartographic methods, including partial reconstruction and the filling of essential details.
Yeah.
That's actually really detailed. That'd be kind of a cool
It's a very unique book. How much is it going to cost?
That I don't know.
My next question is, if you were to open the map up, would that help you in the game if you were playing it?
No. You open it up, and then the only thing you can see is where you are currently at, and the rest is just like the fog of war, like from World of Warcraft. And I'm just going to let myself out.
At Warcraft. Okay, World of Warcraft didn't have
Never fog. Mind. So here's the other weekly garnish. Because my jokes fell flatter than a pancake. Quake Champions is a new game that is currently, I think it's still basically in its development for the most part.
Early release?
Yeah, it's like beta testing, basically, early access. Now, for now, through June 17th, if you download the game off of Steam, you get to keep it forever for free.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, after
June
17th... But just
that version of it, not the finished version.
Probably. But after the after June 17th, it's going to be back to the $30 price tag. So if you're listening to this and it's not the 17th yet, go check it out because it's going to remain free for you if you download it before that date is out. Otherwise, afterwards, it'll be $30.
Now,
Quake Champions is basically it's a first-person shooter. Kind of harkens back to the way back in the day of like Unreal Tournament and of course the original Quake. And Quake this is Arena. A Bethesda game. Yep.
I have a question for you because I'm wondering, is there going to be like a monthly subscription or anything you have to have past this free weekend to play?
The other ones didn't. You know, like Quake Arena and Unreal Tournament and stuff, they didn't. You just connected.
How about loot boxes? I really hope there's some of those.
You know, probably. Well, it's not a free to play game. It's $30, so they probably wouldn't have that. I don't know. It's usually
need I remind you of Star Wars Battlefront 2 or whatever it was?
They got rid of them, I thought, because of all the outcry.
Extreme pressure, but still was there. But that's EA though. It's not Bethesda.
EA Sports.
It's in the game.
I watched the teaser trailer for the new Madden.
Yeah,
how was that?
Which I'll actually be able to get because I have a PS4. Last gen, dudes. I got last year's version too.
How many times have you played it?
About three.
Yeah.
Dave's still cranking out Madden 96.
Heck yeah. I'm on my 197th season in franchise mode.
It's his anthem.
Which I'm documenting stats by hand after every game for every player in the entire league, which is why it's taking me so long to play 197 seasons only.
And it's also taking George R. R. Martin so long to finish his book.
Stupid.
Am I right?
This guy knows what I'm saying. All right, gentlemen. Well, I believe it's about that time.
It is.
For everybody to start hitting that 15-second skip to see if there's any extra good content at the end of our podcast. Right. So this is the Digital Soup podcast that you've listened to. It's great. You should like it. You should love it. You should want some more of it. You should subscribe, tell a friend. You should visit our site at digitalsouppodcast.com where you can find all of our information and awesome, fun things that we're doing, writing about, and exploring. So with that, I want to thank everybody for listening. Have a wonderful week, and we'll catch you next time.
Take care, guys. And George, finish that book.
Yeah.
The goat.
Oh, you saying he's the goat?
No.
The greatest of all time.
I love the series, but I just heard a sheep or a goat in there. That's you, George.
And I want to remind everybody, hey, go ahead and stick around after this episode to catch our next installment of the Digital Soup Unsigned Spotlight. And hopefully you'll hear some music you might like. But this is Jason from the Digital Soup Podcast saying later. Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Screen. Could there be something I haven't seen? Plugging connected and up to date. Feed me now, I can't be late. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Hold me ransom, I can get my fix.
out of touch, I just wanna cry. Can't get in, I just wanna die. Scream is blank, I just wanna cry. Lips can only shape the question, why? Zombie state as I walk around, my empty stare fixed to the ground. China, Russia, who's to blame? Who's playing this sinister game? But then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Hold me ransom, I can get my fix. Out of touch, I just wanna cry. Can't get in, I just wanna die. I just wanna cry. Lips can only shape the question, why? Just wanna cry. Can't get in, I just wanna die. Scream is blank, I just wanna cry. Lips can only shape the question, why?